There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
VSiN has a new podcast to help you bet on NFL's biggest games. VSiN's Pro Football Betting Podcast puts out three episodes each week to cover every pro game. Danny Burke and VSiN analysts give their insight on spreads, totals, props, and futures every Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Download and subscribe to the VSiN Pro Football Betting Podcast today, wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, so the pro tip of the previous hour was checking schedules at this point of the season. Through 7 weeks, we basically start to know who these teams are. You can look at the schedules to find value on futures, such as updated win totals and also division prices. Dustin came running in, our producer, during one of the breaks, and he's like, I can find 11-1 right now on the Saints to win the division.
Yeah.
So they're 2-5, yeah. But the leaders in that division, they're 3-4. I'd say it's a big game this week, though.
Sure.
To your point, I mean, if they lose and go to 2-6, but 11-1?
Yes. Good tip. And also, too much complaining out there on social media. Go figure. This is the Adam Kramer line. This is a glorious mess. Who had this? We laughed at Seattle and Atlanta. Seattle's in first place.
Yeah.
Brady, they look awful. Brady and Rodgers under 500. 49ers get housed at home. They have a losing record. I think they'll be okay. But to your point, I think there's only three good teams right now. You're right. Lombardi's right. Mm. But again, the Jets and Giants, great story there. Jets smoking mirrors, but still 4-0 on the road, and they're 5-2. And the Giants smoking mirrors, finding a way to pull it out of the fire every single week. And who would have thunk it? Who would have thought going back in August? Hey, Giants, Seattle, huge game coming up on Sunday. This
Not
is
only
great.
That, this is a good tweet from Ian McDonald. Ian. Who knew Falcons Seahawks in week three would have playoff tiebreaker implications?
Yeah, right. Huh? Right. Yeah. I love it. This is great. So too much complaining. No one saw this coming. And Jets Patriots also a big game Sunday.
Okay, that's the pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so you get at least 20 every day available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. So some props for tonight. It's unfortunate that Damian Harris is back, although both guys could go over their rushing props because the Bears are so weak against the ground. And here are the numbers on Stevenson, and this is why I wanted Harris to be out. Stevenson saw 90% and 86% of the snaps at running back and he got 25 touches per game when Harris got hurt. That's why it would be so good. The Bears, as a team, they're allowing the fourth most total yards per game to opposing running backs. And the last five starters to face Chicago, they've averaged 123 yards and 1.2 touchdowns per game. They're getting mauled on the ground by these running backs.
Yep.
So maybe the combination here, both these guys just get the job done and they each go over, or they each score a touchdown.
They're good at, they're strong against the pass, but when you're top five against the pass, it's because you're you can't stop the run. Everyone wants to run the ball out of you, which will happen again tonight. And can you protect Fields at all? The Thursday night game was laughable.
Okay, so this is why I haven't seen a sacks prop yet. If you see a Patriots sack prop or a team overall, you know, combined sacks prop in the game, please tweet us at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Here's the reason why. The Patriots have the third most takeaways in the entire league. They've had multiple takeaways in five consecutive weeks. The Bears can't hang on to the football. They've lost five fumbles over their last three games. They've also, they're tied for the most, this is going into the week, tied for the most sacks allowed. Fields is pressured on 31% of his dropbacks, second highest in the league. New England tied for seventh overall with highest sacks per game, and they pressured the quarterback on 26% of pass plays. That's tied for sixth highest, and the Patriots have given up the seventh fewest points per game, while the Bears have scored the second fewest. It's all pointing to Judon and others for the Patriots being in Fields' face the entire time when he's dropping back to pass tonight. So I like the Patriots' team total sack over if the number makes sense and the team total for the game on top of that. And there is one more. And remember, we nailed this. Player props on this show have been dynamite during primetime games. My bets, which we'll get into in pocket, were terrible over the weekend. But player props have been really, really good. There was a breakdown that we had in the Giants-Cowboys game earlier this year where like every single special teams prop came in, and tonight might be the spot again. Nick Folk, overall, is third in fantasy scoring the last 3 weeks. That's fantasy, but here's how it ties into betting. Chicago is allowing 2.7 field goal attempts per game. Now, the Bears' defense, they're the fifth best overall in red zone scoring percentage allowed. So the field goals could be coming from extra yards tonight. But I do expect the Patriots to score a few touchdowns tonight and for them to be driving down to get near or inside the red zone and get a couple of field goals. I would like 6.5. I saw 7.5 earlier over even money, but I think Nick Folk scores points tonight and the Patriots defense play really, really well.
Okay, longest touchdown under. I love no score first 5.5 and 6.5 minutes. Belichick loves to defer. He wins the coin toss to start the game. So if the Bears get the ball first, not to mention New England will come out running the ball too, as they should. And then what do you do with the, I like Myers over as well. No Aguilar tonight. And he's sitting there at 54.5 at Bet Rivers with his prop.
Oh, I got something good for you on Myers.
Okay.
So in the slot, the Bears are going to go to rookie Kyler Gordon. He has surrendered the most yards and second most yards per catch after the catch among all quarterbacks. 80% catch rate is allowed as well. And don't forget that the Bears run defense, again, they've been awful. So that's why we like Stevenson and Harris tonight. But the Browns rush defense is also on that same level as the Bears. They were terrible. And Zappe still went for more than 300 yards and two touchdowns against that team. So even if Stevenson and Harris go off tonight, there could be a spot where Mac Jones is going to be hitting his targets, and that tonight is going to be, I think, Myers and probably Hunter Henry.
You know, I like Thornton a lot, too, and that's a big shot in the arm that the Patriots got him back after he got hurt. But it's also, you know, what kind of a rapport did Zappe have with these guys? And in that Cleveland win, when he threw for 300 yards, all those guys had 60 yards. Parker, Henry, Myers, they all had 60 yards. So now what happens, you know, Bourne's in the doghouse, no Aguilar. Well, what does it happen now if you go make the change and it's supposed to be Mac Jones tonight? I know that's, I don't know, the tough call.
Yep.
Which he did not play well against Miami. They moved the ball, and he had a good game against Baltimore, but he had some silly turnovers in that game, and they lost the shootout. But the other thing is the emergence of the defense, as they've turned it around as well. Defense has played well since that Green Bay game, and shutting out Detroit, and then getting the easy win at Cleveland, too.
You know, I kind of wish that next week the Patriots-Jets game would be an afternoon game. Because we have four, but Tennessee-Houston is an afternoon game, and so is Washington-Indy. I'd rather have Patriots-Jets late. I don't want that to get lost early.
Yeah. I was counting the money, too. I have under 8.5 and no playoffs. They win this, and then it's Jets-Indy, bye week, Jets again. And I mentioned earlier, they beat the Jets 12 in a row.
Yep.
So if they can win these next four, they better, because it's backloaded. It's Minnesota on Thanksgiving. It's Buffalo, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, Miami, Buffalo. And it's a tough close to the season. But if they can win these next four and get to 7-3, then you think you're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I'll say this, too, about the Minnesota game. I'm not going to trust Kirk Cousins in a primetime game.
Absolutely.
I don't care where that game is played.
Oh, come on. Belichick against O'Connell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what that... you know what? That number might be available right now. I would take Patriots +3 or better for sure in that game against the Vikings. And that looked like earlier in the season, like that could be a survivor play, actually, when you look ahead.
Yeah, it's true.
Right now, I don't think so. I don't think so. So do we want to... You want to bet Stevenson tonight? How does it impact his overall usage rate with Harris coming back?
They both could go off.
I think they... I think there's a chance they both do. Yeah.
Right. Did you say what you thought of Mooney? Because remember, Mooney was an auto play under early on. And now he's had a couple of decent games now.
Let's see here.
Mooney's in the mid 40s.
Yeah, no. Well, by the way, so you know what Belichick is like. The secondary right now, they're rock stars for the Patriots. They're playing out of their minds, including rookie Jack Jones. I think that if Mooney's their best weapon offensively to throw the ball to, Belichick is going to limit him completely tonight. But it could take one fluke pass, you get over 43 yards.
Well, what's the best thing the Bears do? Fields running? So he makes him become a pocket passer?
Probably Montgomery running, or Herbert, but when Montgomery's healthy, he's like the bell cow there.
Make Fields throw. That's what he'll do. Yeah.
Yeah, because here's the thing, right? Can the Bears actually run the football? If you take out the Packers running backs of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in week four, the Patriots defense has not allowed a single running back to get over 60 yards so far on the season. So if Montgomery and Herbert can't run the ball, Herbert's going to be dropping back to pass again tonight, and I like the sack prop even more. Judon to get a sack is plus money. It's like the Asian handicap is 0.75 sacks tonight.
Good.
I think he can absolutely get one. And a little bit of plus money might be worth a stab there.
Yeah, I love no score first 5.5 minutes. Got to lay about $1.60 on that. Total of 40 might be too high, too. Isn't that total too high? With Mac coming back and the Bears can't score?
I could actually see the Patriots going 30 on their own.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised if this is 34-13 when we get in here tomorrow to recap the game. I think that could happen. The Bears defense should not have, unless Mac Jones is terrible, I don't see a solution here to slow this offense down.
Why aren't props up? What the hell's going on in this state?
I can't find a bunch, yeah.
Jesus, Monday Night Football. There's no props up still.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will recap what took place over the weekend and win some, lose some. Another 50-1 shot hit. And actually, you could argue that the number should have been a little bit higher. Paulie has details on that and a plethora of upsets that took place again this weekend coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now. Get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl. The Pro Picks, that's the recap of the plays made by every host and guest on VSiN, the exclusive betting splits and Pro Tools, and the Deep Dive, daily betting reports on the NBA, NHL, and MLB playoffs. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your $99 midseason special today. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Kenneth Walker to have the most rushing yards, 18-1. Huge game for the Seahawks and a long touchdown run late to seal the W. Most points, Chiefs 11-1. And here it is, Mitch, for the second week in a row. Last week we had Arizona. This week, Tampa Bay. Fewest points, 50-1. It should have been 200. When you consider Denver had a backup quarterback and how bad they've been, it's a 13-point favorite, too, and it's Tom Brady.
Yeah,
3 points.
And what was their team total?
Yeah.
I don't recall that top of my head, but you know it was going to be super high. And they did nothing in the game. Think Mike Evans.
How can that happen?
Focus.
What are you doing? You're wide open. Catch the ball.
He's open by like 10 yards right in his hands for an easy touchdown. Nope. Drop.
Yeah. And to think that that cashes and the Steelers put up 10, Denver put up 9, the Lions scored 6, and still Tampa cashes.
Oh, man.
Yep. First touchdown. Early games. Bengals 8-1. Panthers money line plus 550. Seahawks 2-1. First touchdown of the early game Saturday. Indiana 25-1. They return the opening kickoff. Most points. Ohio State 12-1. Duke 3-1 money line. Oh my. Marshall 3-1. Florida International shocked the world 4-1. The Hornets were 4-1 yesterday in the NBA. And Saturday, the San Antonio Spurs were 7-1. If Doc Rivers loses this game tonight, pack your bags. I've seen enough. It's embarrassing what's going on in Philly. With these expectations, you lose to San Antonio? I mean, Popovich, don't go to Vegas and bet on us? We're going to be horrible?
Let me check the screen right now. Yeah, Sixers are 12 across the board tonight against the Pacers at home.
Outrageous. Huge win by the Spurs Saturday. Nottingham Forest, 10-1. Came in the bottom of the table in the Premier League. They beat Liverpool 1-0. Arsenal draw plus 380. Yankees to win the first inning plus 340 yesterday. UFC, Makhachev, round 3, 9-1. Sterling, knockout, 10-1. Round 2, 13-1. Muhammad, knockout, 11-1. Round 2, 22-1. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos and the tweets. Warren Sharp at Sharp Football. Points allowed by the Bengals defense in the last 15 third quarters. 0-0-0-3-7, 0-0-0-0-3-3-3-3-0. That's 22 total points in 15 games. That is nuts.
Yep.
But that's, again, as our friend Tony says, got to get him on payroll here. That's coaching tendencies. It's also out coaching your opponent and making the halftime adjustments.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It really is.
What
and,
they've done.
And telling you again how sneaky, kind of like under the radar they are. And again, they have talent. They have talent on defense.
Yeah.
They're really, yeah, so.
There's coaching as well.
That's very impressive.
It is. I was not aware of that.
And so that clearly includes the playoffs last year. And again, the teams that they had to play to go there. How they just totally dictated the Titans game and also the thing against the Chiefs.
I don't know what Frank Reich is. Maybe he's playing grab ass before the game. And I mean, come on, Frank. Colts are now 0-7 ATS in the first half. The Matt Ryan pick six was a killer. But
that wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
Boy, was he lousy again yesterday.
Yeah, he was. It's a terrible job again with these slow starts. And a great job by Vrabel because he owns Indianapolis. Bucks from 10 up to 13. K-State TCU under. 59.5 down to 54, no good. Wake BC under. 67.5 down to 61. 43-15. That is a win some. My fault. 43-15. Houston Navy under. 57.5 down to 50. 38-20. Northern Illinois, Ohio over. 57.5 up to 65. No good. Florida International, Charlotte over. 53 up to 63. 34-15, Florida International. And Will Healy fired after the game. Charlotte coach. Texas from 1 up to 6 in the under. 68.5 down to 58. Shootout. And Texas loses. Dallas, good call by you. You said the fool. Come on with this total, 49. Dallas, Detroit over. 47.5 up to 50. 24-6. It's 10-6 with like 5 minutes left.
Huh?
Then the golf turnovers. Couple lose some. This is a great video. I don't know what the lady's trying to accomplish here, but watch out. Guy in the cycling event here. Oh, jeez. Got laid out. Trying to cross the road. Incoming. Head on a swivel. Oh, that is serious.
You know, this. Watch her head here at the very end.
She got nailed.
She's like, uh-oh, what am I doing here?
Oh, what are you doing? Okay, because the other guy's crossing the road. And then she tries
to, like, speed up and get by the guy. How about you go backwards and say, uh-oh, I shouldn't be here right now.
I mean, that guy is hauling ass. Oh, my God.
Watch what happens to him as soon as he flies. Watch him. Hits her off the bike head first. He's got to be unconscious.
Yeah.
Has to be.
I that's a good point. I was looking at her. He did a face plant as well. That's a tough scene. So, Yankees going down again. Yankees go down again, Mitch. Yankees swept. Astros the first team to eliminate him four times in the playoffs. This is a good Jeremy Frank. The Astros and Yankees going in yesterday played each other 10 times this season. Over the 10 games, the Astros had a lead at the beginning of 463 plate appearances. The Yankees had a lead at the beginning of 7 plate appearances. Total domination.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, the only two wins, Houston went 8-2 against them. The only two wins were comebacks against the Houston bullpens,
right?
Saturday was an embarrassment. What, one hit going to the ninth inning? Your season on the line? Come on.
This has to be it, Paul.
For Cashman?
Cashman.
Yeah. Turn
has
over
to
the
be
Polaroids.
Gone.
Yep, that's enough already. Bad for the books. Utah State, Wyoming over. 37.5 up to 44. 28-14. West Virginia, Texas Tech under. 75 down to 65. 48-10. Baylor, Kansas under. 63 down to 56. Boise State getting 4 down to 1.5 outright over Air Force. Cincinnati, Atlanta over. 43.5 up to 48. Flew over. Tampa, Carolina under. 41 down to 38. No sweat. I saw as low as 20.5 in play in that game. Raiders, Texans over. 42 up to 46. No problem. The Jets, plus 3, went off a 2-point favorite. And the under, 43 down to 36.5. And one bad beat. The only loser Mike Palm had Friday. His only loser so far with his best bets. Cincinnati laying 2.5 for 3, up 15 late. They beat SMU by 2. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Good job.
Thank you.
How about scoreless quarter?
Oh, yeah.
Tonight is plus $2.
Not enough. These have been coming in, though. Yep. These have been coming in some of these, in a lot of these Monday night games.
I think we can trust the Bears to have a scoreless quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
But can we trust that defense to actually limit the Patriots to zero in a 15-minute stretch? Not so sure about that. Hmm. You want to take a slice this morning of Joe Burrow? I'm looking at 20-1 for MVP. Best number I've seen so far.
Oh, boy. It's like the Sirianni thing, though. Allen's going to put up video game numbers. I just don't.
Burrow also could.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to win a lot of games. He had the 19-17 so-so performance. I mean, Allen, he's 2-1. I don't think they're going to win 14 games, 13 games.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that's accurate. But if the Bengals can win 11, maybe 12 in that division.
Wins are coming. I like your angle with the futures. And at least they should be able to win that division. And
I bet them a little bit yesterday.
They're cooking on offense now.
Small bet, but 16-1 to win the AFC yesterday. I like the defense a lot. Mm-hmm. The biggest concern to me, the running game.
Sure.
They can't really create holes for Joe Mixon and also the head coach. I'm not a big fan of the head coach there. But overall, I love Burrow, and he's got probably the best weapons in the entire league, and there's a lot to like about the defense.
Are these DraftKings? Geno Smith 40-1.
Geno.
Can you imagine if you would have brought that up? I'd say, shut your mic off. Get out of here.
What do you think he was before the season started?
Oh, my God. Geno Smith MVP 40-1.
Well, I would say that I don't think a starting quarterback, typically, you're going to find any more than 200, maybe 300-1.
Oh, God.
So I don't think he was anything astronomical like 1,000. Also, I'll give you another one. Danny Dimes, I think, was like 60-1.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to win the MVP, but you know what? He's actually playing well.
Allen as low as plus 120. Oh, God.
Well,
not for nothing, too. Mahomes, come on. All the talk about, you don't have Hill now. We're going to struggle. That was ridiculous. It was ridiculous what they did against San Francisco.
Yeah, that was probably the performance of the year. That was more impressive than what they did against Tampa, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
More Monday Night Football coming up next. Zach Cox joins the show from Nesson. What's the game plan? Gash the Bears on the ground? Mac Jones going to air it out? Unlikely. We'll talk to him coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
So to all the basketball promotions on BetRivers Online Sportsbook, BetRivers the place to go for the latest odds, lines, and promotions. Like the weekly same-game parlays. Place three or more same-game parlays each week to receive a free $10 basketball free bet during October and November. Go to BetRivers.com or download the app today at BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
It's game day at Foxborough, and Zach Cox joins us right now here on Follow the Money. He covers the Patriots. He's a beat writer at Nesson. Good morning, Zach. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing really well.
Good,
we've kicked this around a few times today. We like the idea of sticking with the hot hand at quarterback. And I know Bailey Zappe is a late-round pick, you know, but he's kind of proven himself in the first couple of times he's been out there on the field. Do you agree with what Belichick's game plan is tonight by going with Mac Jones instead?
I think, based on the reporting that's been out there, it does seem like Mac Jones is pretty close to 100%, if he's not quite 100% yet. And if that's the case, then I think probably going back to him is the right choice. But if this is a case where he's going to be limited at all, really, I, for a lot of last week, was leaning toward just giving Bailey Zappe one more game, not a permanent replacement or anything like that, like some people have been calling for, because I still do think this is Mac Jones' job when he's healthy. But when you look at the opponent, you look at the potential for rain and some weather in the area tonight, and if you got a quarterback who can't, who has any kind of movement limitations at all, I could see the argument certainly for sticking with Bailey Zappe based on how well he has played. But this also is a bit of a soft landing spot coming back in for Mac Jones. The Bears are not a very good team. The Patriots should not have much difficulty winning this game. And then you get what probably will be a surprisingly difficult matchup next week against the Jets. So I can see the mindset for, all right, let's get him back in this week, get his feet wet a little bit before we go down to East Rutherford.
Is there Zappe fever? I mean, and how much credit does Zappe get for the last 2 weeks, or will you just say it was Patricia and Belichick doing a great job with the scheme and the play calling?
I think it's both. I think Zappe has done everything you could have possibly asked a fourth-round rookie who didn't get any first-team reps, really, until after Brian Hoyer got hurt, to do. I mean, he's performed as well as you can reasonably expect him to, but he also has gotten a lot of help from that, from Belichick and Patricia and Joe Judge, and I think that whole offensive coaching operation, which has faced a lot of criticism around here, going back to the spring and summer for just the way it was set up and the uncertainty and having two guys that have never really coached offensive football leading that. I think they deserve a lot of credit for the way that they were able to put Zappe in a good position these last couple of weeks, give him a lot of pretty easy makeable throws with some of these play actions and screens and just the way that they sort of shifted their offense a little bit from what it was with Mac Jones in those first couple of weeks. I think they'd be smart to keep some of those changes because they have worked out well, and a lot of them were similar to the kind of offense that Mac Jones was running last season when he was very successful. So going to be very interesting to see whether there's any carryover or whether they try to go back to what they were doing early in the year. But no, Zappe does absolutely deserve credit for the way that he's played, because he's really come in and kind of kept this team afloat these last couple of weeks.
There are at least a couple of matchups the Patriots can really exploit tonight on the Bears' defense. One would be Jacoby Myers against his opponent that he's going to be facing in the slot. I think they can really get him involved if they want, but is this going to be just where Mac Jones is back now after getting banged up, not going to chance it too much, and it's going to be just Stevenson and Harrison down the Bears' throat because they can't stop the run at all?
I think you're going to see a lot of Stevenson and Harris, especially if it does end up being a rainy kind of wetter game out there, and the Patriots do have both of their running backs back after Damian Harris was not able to play last week with the hamstring injury. He's off the injury report now, so they should both have both those guys at full strength. I would expect another reasonably run-heavy game plan tonight, but I also wouldn't be shocked if they want to get kind of Mac Jones back in his groove a little bit if they do feel comfortable about some of those matchups. And you mentioned the one with Jacoby Myers. The Bears have struggled against slot receivers all season. Jacoby Myers has kind of quietly been one of the more productive and effective, efficient receivers in the entire NFL this season. I think he's kind of been putting his name a little bit more on that national map in terms of route runners and guys that are really skilled at getting open against these opposing cornerbacks. So I also wouldn't be surprised if this is another, I don't know, 8 catches for 90 yards and touchdown game for Jacoby Myers. Yeah, he's got a really good connection with Mac Jones, and if they want to get Mac Jones kind of rolling a little bit, I think he's going to be looking to Myers a lot.
There's another guy who had a great connection with Mac Jones late last year, and he finally had a breakout game a week ago. That's tight end Hunter Henry. Do we see Mac come in tonight and get him the ball quite a bit as well?
I think that's what a lot of Patriots fans would like to see. Hunter Henry, as you alluded to, one of the more effective passing game weapons for this Patriots team last year. He was easily their best target in the red zone, 9 touchdown catches, and really was pretty non-existent in the offense for the first month or so of the season. You finally seen that start to trend back upward in the last couple of weeks. He had a touchdown against Cleveland, also had a pretty productive game against Detroit the week before. It will be interesting to see whether Mac Jones can keep that rolling, because both of those games did come with Bailey Zappe at quarterback. But these were two guys that had a very strong connection last season. Henry actually revealed last week that he underwent shoulder surgery during the offseason, so maybe that could explain some of his slow start. But yeah, the Patriots are certainly a much better offense when at least one of their tight ends is clicking in there. So yeah, they'll definitely try to keep Hunter Henry rolling for sure.
Is everything copacetic there too? The relationship with Mac has, the coaches, the organization? There was one report that someone said that he needed this to be grounded. Maybe his head was getting too big after what happened. Do you agree with that? Or what's your assessment on how everyone feels about Mac now?
No, I think a lot of that was pretty overblown, okay. In my opinion. I think the relationship there is strong. Mac Jones, he's a competitive guy. He's going to tell you if he doesn't agree with something or if he doesn't love something from a game plan perspective or a play calling perspective. So I think there's there, I'm sure there has been some of that over the course of these last couple of months. But I don't think that's anything that's harming the relationship or anything like that. This is a guy who's really been praised and complimented for his work ethic and his leadership and his accountability, really going back all the way to last season. So I don't think that's any sort of any kind of real issue right now. I think a lot of that has kind of been a little bit overblown in the media lately.
Okay. Fair enough. How about on the flip side then? I mean, all signs point to Justin Fields running for his life again tonight, but again, you know, the water is wet, sky is blue, so he does it every single week. If they can't run the football at all, I mean, Fields has a chance to really, I mean, Belichick can really make him look bad tonight, can't he?
Yeah, he really can. Belichick traditionally has always performed well against young quarterbacks regardless. And yeah, you just look at the makeup of this Bears offense. They do run the ball reasonably well.
Yep.
And the Patriots have had some issues stopping the run this season, but they've been much better in that regard the last couple of weeks during their little two-game winning streak here. And if they're able to do that, if they're able to shut down those two Bears running backs and not allow Fields to have any kind of 40-yard scrambles down the sideline, I have a really difficult time envisioning how the Bears are going to be able to move the ball. I think this, as I mentioned before, I think this game should be a pretty comfortable Patriots victory, regardless of who's back there at quarterback for New England, just because it's hard to see the Bears putting up more than, I don't know, 13, 14 points in this one.
That's kind of what I'm thinking here. So the point spread is 8.5. You think the Patriots cover that tonight?
I think so. It is a large spread, and especially if this is a game that, as we were talking about, could be really run-heavy and really kind of grind it out, it gives me a little bit of pause. But, I would lean toward the Patriots with that one and also probably lean toward the under. I'm not sure exactly where it's at, 39.5, 40-ish, right around there. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a low-scoring kind of ugly game, but I don't think the Patriots are going to be threatened too much by Justin Fields and this Bears team.
He does a great job covering the Patriots at Nesson. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Zach Cox Nesson. Zach, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Really good breakdown.
Excellent.
The stuff on Myers, he just popped. He's like, yeah, maybe 8 for 90 again tonight. Like, wow, okay.
They win these next four games, you're thinking playoffs. And definitely get to 7-3. And Jets twice, Indy, and then this game tonight. The other thing, too, the defense has been playing well.
If
that continues. Yep. But, you know, the Mac Jones thing, there was an Albert Breer report about their relationship went a little sideways there for a while. And he's like, why are you bringing in Patricia? What are we doing with the play calling? And there was all, he likes to, like Zach said, he likes to ask questions. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? And New England's way is keep your mouth shut and do as we say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no bulletin board material. This is how it's going to be. And Belichick will move past Hallis tonight with a win. Right behind Shula.
Yeah, we will recap our bets from the weekend and tell you what we're on today in Pocket Plays coming up next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
All right. Nothing new. But to recap, Titans winner, LSU winner, Oregon winner. Last two were easy. Was we said Ole Miss. Broad, like Kiffin, but they were no way that was the seventh best team in the country.
Oh, no.
And a great job by LSU. Reason they went off the favorite. And Oregon, again, this Bo Nix thing at home. And it is, you're right, Lenny, it's a great coaching job after what happened to start the season. Not that they lost to a bad team, but what happened against Georgia. And a chance they could run the table. But to keep playing like that on offense, and I was concerned about UCLA on the road. But nothing new. And I'm seeing 37 and a half longest touchdown tonight. They're waiting on the sack props.
35 and a half here at Circa. Okay, yeah. Okay. For how low that is. Okay, to recap the weekend. Bad one here with the in-pocket plays. Packers Commanders under 41 and a half. Well, I mean, that was a rough one to take because the Packers dropped a punt at the 10-yard line. Yep. Gave Washington free points. The pick six, 60-yard pick six got me. I kept betting it under in play.
Yeah.
If that goes over 46 and a half, I break stuff at the house. That had no, come on.
Yep.
And I almost did.
Yep.
I would have lost everything then.
You know, Sky Moore did it too. Backed up.
Yep.
It's to the point now where you just, I'm not putting a guy back there. There's no point in putting a guy back there. Especially if it's, if it's like that situation.
There was a game I was watching over the weekend. I forget what, because there's so many on. How many guys now do you like it when the punt drops? And there's like three teams from the kicking team down there, like real close to the ball. And a guy comes flying in late from the receiving team and tries to hop on top of it. What are you doing? Have you noticed that?
Well, if they touch it, you can't fumble. If they touch it first, but.
But they didn't.
Well, I have
and he comes
no,
flying
not.
In. And like if you hit it off your knee when you're sliding in, whatever, the ball goes ricocheting, you're cut.
Yeah.
You're off the team.
I am not. I'll pay attention to that. That is bizarre.
Colts, Titans, over 42, no chance. But the Colts offense is just, I mean, it all set up for this team to actually pass the ball well against the Titans. And they couldn't do anything offensively in that game. Shameful. I think that's it. That's my, that was my sign to stop betting teasers over the weekend. Niners, up to 8.5. Patriots, down to 2 today. I can't even get to tonight's game. I'm 0-4. Betting teasers this year.
A lot of those taking Green Bay out.
And
Jets,
a couple,
London, yes.
Yep. I had K-State plus 3.5. That was a loser. Yep. Up 28-10. Two quarterbacks got hurt. Lost that bet. And Cal was the one winner in college football this weekend, plus 7.5. Tonight, some player props. I'm going to ride Stevenson over 62.5 rushing yards. And I don't see a team sack prop available anywhere yet. But so I'm going to go Matthew Judon over on the Asian handicap, 0.75 sacks tonight. So it's basically two bets in one. If he gets a half a sack, I win one of the bets. If he gets one full sack, I win both the bets to go over a half and then get over. So that's where it's at now. And I would like the team prop more, but I'll go Judon over 0.75 sacks.
In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern, betrivers.com.
This number is scaring the daylights out of me for Sunday. The Vikings are 3.5 now at a bunch of spots against the Cardinals. I don't get that number. Now, I'm not fully buying into the Vikings with their 5-1 record, but the Cardinals are not a good football team.
The offense looked good against New Orleans, who has a ton of issues and injuries, but Fien Hopkins was a good start, but Hopkins getting 100 yards was big. But I agree with you. That is strange.
Yeah. That number seems off to me. And the total in the, well, there you go. Now it's on the move right now. The total on the Raiders-Saints game, as we said earlier, it was, 47 on the air not that long ago. I see a spot now that has 48.5. That might go to 50-51 because the Saints defense is in shambles right now. And you can, the Raiders can be involved in some pretty high-scoring games, and that's what New Orleans has been like now pretty much for most of the year.
I'm surprised the Monday night line. I'm with you on Cincinnati and how well the offense has played lately. Cleveland can't stop anything.
No.
And they've lost 4 in a row. Bad job yesterday. You're right, Stefanski. That ship has sailed, too. Boy, he does some questionable things.
Yeah.
But it's like Lombardi said as well, with tied into McDaniel last night. I mean, take the free points. But then you try a 61-yard field goal. Bad call on the penalty. No one moved. As opposed to going for it. I don't know. These guys who are in their 60s who send us a bunch of tweets, I'll go along with it. You say you've been watching football your whole life. You can't believe the horrific coaching out there. I'll go along with it. I just see a lot of bad moves. And the whole fatuation, love affair with Staley is bizarre. Really is. Also, they can't, right, Michael's right. They can't stop anybody.
No, and he's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, we have every year it's 6, 7, 8, 9 new coaches. A lot of them are first timers, and are they really qualified? They're probably, you know, shoved. I mean, we have guys in their early 30s getting jobs. Have they really been around the block enough to be qualified for a head coaching job?
Uh-huh.
It seems unlikely. But also, I think that the expectations for all of us in the offseason were so high because so many teams said, screw it, we're going to load up. And, I mean, we had more movement last March than ever before. Huge signings, big trades. That rarely, if ever, happens in the NFL. And so we thought, like, before the season, I can recall doing this on the air, like, you could make a case for, like, 13 teams in the AFC to make the playoffs. We thought they were all going to be good.
Yeah.
We didn't think it was going to be, well, 4 teams are going to make it by default. Like, the Chargers are a playoff team right now. Are the Chargers any good? I think they're a completely average football team. They have maybe the potential to be good.
Yeah, you can scare people when they're healthy. Yeah, but you got to get Bosa back. You got to get Allen Williams. Well, that was the thing, though. You got two guys. It's going to get worse.
Jackson
and Williams got carted off, and the Jackson injury serious.
Sure. So, I mean, I don't think anybody is buying the Jets at this point. They won again yesterday, but who's really thinking the Jets are a good football
Wilson
team?
Wilson 2 for 100 yards again. I know.
He's giving them nothing as a quarterback.
Paul had the long touchdown, and that was it.
That was it.
They did nothing in the offense.
Yeah.
But.
And we all thought the Broncos were going to be one of those teams. I mean, their win total was 10. Offense is...
debacle.
The worst offense in football.
You're wasting a great defense.
Yeah, you are.
Should you lay 1.5 with New England? Mac looks okay tonight. They go to New York. And Hall's not going to play. I'm waiting for that news. This isn't good for Hall. Samini said he'll be ACL.
Yeah.
It's not good for Hall. But there's a lot going on. I mean, between this, you don't know who's good week to week. The great stories like Seattle and Atlanta, and then the awards too. I mean, what Walker's doing, what Pierce is doing, Olave, Hall, Sauce Gardner.
Pierce had another fine game yesterday.
Yeah, fine. He didn't get enough carries though. Yeah. He's averaging 5 yards a carry.
Oh, sure he is.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if that guy, if you feed him 25 carries, 30 carries a game. Mills again with what happened to this guy? Not good.
Know.
He's not good.
No. Another pick six. I would agree.
That's another pick six he threw.
Yep. That was I was
got to do a better job.
I will say this though, he's better than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, Zach's not doing anything.
No, and Zach was taken second overall.
No, that's
Here's your pro tip. This is per me pro tip of the hour here. I think Cincinnati is going to emerge as the fourth elite team in the NFL on the rise. The window of betting this team with the value could be closing. I bet them 16-1 yesterday at a spot. It was a small bet to win the AFC. Could this team go to Buffalo and beat the Bills? Maybe. I mean, on the road last year, beat Tennessee, never should have won the game they did. Down big to the Chiefs, and that defense didn't allow the Chiefs to do anything in the second half. They're a cold-weather team anyway.
Like Orgeron told us, I want to bet against Joe.
That's the thing.
I love Joe.
I'm also, like, just exceedingly high on Joe Burrow.
Cleveland Monday night, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Setting up beautifully for them.
They get the Bills, by the way, late. I think that's week 17.
Correct. It's at home.
They play them.
Oh, that's a they close. I mean, it's a tough close. But
it is.
Kansas City, Tampa, New England, Buffalo, Baltimore. But, yeah, offense has been great. And when you have those weapons and you protect him, imagine if the running game is firing on all cylinders too. Yep. The third quarter thing, I can't believe. Did not know that. Great job by Warren Sharp. The defense.
Oh, yeah, not allowing
22
anything.
22 points in 15 games?
Defense is legit, man.
Oh, great job.
If they could ever figure out the running game, I like that team. And they have the best receivers in football. Also, I want to say the same thing about the 49ers. But, again, they will have games this year where they look like they're the best team in football. I don't think they're going to have too many more games like we had yesterday, because how many times did they play the Chiefs? But the Niners, it tells you, the Niners get the Rams this coming week in Los Angeles. Rams are off a bye. Niners are favored by two. They should be favored in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's going to be probably 75-25 49ers fans in Los Angeles. But Garoppolo, just he's making silly mistakes. Like that will happen. But man, the weapons overall.
Yeah, it didn't matter last year, but I think with a lot of these teams that you see, they're off the hot starts. I think the home field's going to be enormous playoff time.
Probably.
To go to Buffalo, to go to Philly, can Cincinnati get a couple home games? Arrowhead. Big. I know it didn't work out last, but usually I'll trust Mahomes at home in the playoffs, right?
If you missed any of the show, you can listen back on your time, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcast. Just search. Follow the money. Good luck tonight. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.